Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast and today's special introduction to our conference coming up very, very soon. In fact, we're going to try and make sure this goes out before it happens, because otherwise this is sort of failed as a plug for a thing. So I have a special guest with me to introduce it all. So first of all, I'll ask my special guest, who are you and what is your purpose in life?
Hi, I'm Amy Jennings. I am a part-time PhD student at the University of Liverpool. My thesis explores the concepts of power, privacy, and prayer in the soliloquies of Shakespeare's Kings. But today I'm here to talk about my conference, which is All the World a Stage Conference. I am the organiser, host, and co-founder of the conference.
So All the World's a Stage, what are the primary themes? What are people going to be talking about? What is the conference?
So yeah, it's a conference that explores theatre, staging and adaptation of the early modern, so like all early modern drama really. So it's a very broad topic. It is not a specifically Shakespeare conference, I promise. But yeah, it just explores all theatre and staging of early modern drama.
So you mentioned your co-founder for this. Who else is involved and helping you to make these things happen?
We started talking about the conference back in 2020. It was myself and two other PhD students at the University of Liverpool, Scott Clawson and Jack Murray. And then I have since 2021 ran the conference independently, so for the past 2 years. We were originally thinking about setting up an in-person conference, but obviously, as you know, 2020 was...
wasn't a good year for that.
So obviously there was a global pandemic and a national lockdown, and a lot of conferences have been cancelled, postponed. And then we saw a couple of conferences start to discuss and transition to sort of online. That really gave us like a spare to do something and to really go for it, because I think that for us as newbies, an in-person one felt quite daunting, but actually online was really, really quite nice sort of intro into that.
And talking about adaptation, of course, you know, we've all had to adapt to a degree to the online world, and that also speaks to a degree to the theme of the conference and the questions of the conference about adaptation. How do you present something sometimes in a different medium? Obviously, we at Beyond are very interested in that, because that's sort of our daily bread and butter work. And just for the listeners at home to just know that the potential conflicts of interest. I might be speaking at the conference, so it's just that, you know, if you're sick to death of my voice, then sadly you will potentially catch a little bit of it. This year, is there a specific theme for the conference or specific papers? What will people see and hear on the online world?
Yeah, so as I say, that is a very broad topic, and it does attract like a very broad basis of different research. But this year we've got quite a few conference papers and researchers talking about staging emotion, staging like anger, violence, beheading. We've had a few papers that have previously talked about the adaptation, more modern adaptations, so within current television programs, film and media, as well as how theatre has adapted throughout the years, and the rise in online theatre. That's been like quite an interesting and new topic that really sort of we've seen a rise in research.
It's nice, you know, nice to see someone, you know, heading for the beheading area. We have got some form on beheading. If you want to see a improvised head in a bag, then I think it's on our Appius and Virginia second look video. One of our number became an expert in heads in bags. Actually, I mean, it's very much a niche area. But yes, because in a sense, it's easier in a adaptive sense to do beheadings because you can take time out, you can do special effects, you can do cutting. Whereas live beheadings are so much harder to do. I don't know why I'm particularly harrowing down the beheading route there, but
no, it's a very interesting topic.
So when is the conference happening?
So it's happening on the 22nd of April this year. So yeah, last year and the year before, we ended up spreading it across 2 days. We actually ended up doing a 2-day conference both times. But this year, I feel like last year it was spread quite thin. So this year I want to just focus all my attention just on the one day and really do that to the best. But yeah, we've got some really interesting papers and hopefully it should be a really fun and interesting day.
And so how will people be able to access it? If it is online, it's presumably accessible to all or most or some. How do people find the conference?
Yeah, so you can come and find me on Twitter. The conference Twitter is all the world conf. I am in the process of setting up an Eventbrite page. So I do all of the promotion online, and it's worked really well so far. I mean, obviously Twitter has an abundance of, you have academic Twitter. It's for people to share their ideas, share their current researches, get in touch with their peers and stuff like that. So we've had a really positive response from promoting through that social media. So yeah, so we'll be setting up an Eventbrite page and that will be published on Twitter.
And any links that are available for that will be on the show description as and when that's immediately available. So that will be also available there on your podcast feed. Go and look at the links there, or go to at All The Worlds Conf on Twitter to find that information there as well. Any additional things you'd like to say about the conference and any of the participants or any of the papers that you're particularly looking forward to? Not that you're playing favourites, of course. You wouldn't do that. It's so difficult. You don't want to play favorites, but do you want to play favorites?
I think, like, I'd just like to say, like, obviously, particularly with with research and with conferences and stuff like that, like, nothing is created in a vacuum. So obviously, like, the conference is drawing upon obviously a growing interest in the research around adaptation, particularly with all these obviously things moving online, and we have saw an increase in publications that are exploring how theatre has adapted during the pandemic, and so I think that I think I'd just like to pay homage to those that have kind of come before, and not be like, we come up with this conference and it's like a new and niche idea. I think I just really enjoy the fact that we've got this platform to allow researchers, both new and established in their field, to come and talk and discuss their ideas, their research, in a really positive and encouraging environment. I think that's like one of the main things that I like to promote with the conference, is that it welcomes everyone. Everyone can come and participate, ask questions, and really get involved. And obviously there is drawbacks to having an online conference. You can't meet people face to face, and sometimes conversations don't flow as well, but the accessibility is just, I think, that really just eclipses or any other drawback, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You can kind of beam in from anywhere. We have people who participate from India, from America, across the UK, and they don't have to pay the fees. So it is just a really nice place, and I've met a lot of different people. And for me personally, staging and adaptation isn't my particular field of expertise, but it is something I'm really interested in. And I think that in hosting this conference, I've learned so much, and it's also helped me in my research. It's possibly presented new ideas, new thoughts, new places to explore and look for interesting information. So yeah, just, and I think I couldn't really say that I'm particularly excited for any specific paper, but you know, I don't want to play favorites, but yeah, I think just, I'm just excited for the day, really. I think it is, it's a lovely day. It is a lovely day.
So that's coming up at the time of release of this episode, a few weeks time. I say hopefully by that point there will be links in the show description so that you can attend if you would like to, and we may report back about the conference afterwards. There is some other stuff happening for us on that day, as it happens exactly the same time as we're recording the tragedy of Iphigenia, we'll see. Hopefully we don't intersect too much, that we're able to have the beautiful synergy. That's what we're aiming for. When I start talking in management speak, isn't it? It's an awful, awful thing that happens to people when they start getting organised. So all that remains then is to thank my wonderful guest, Amy, for joining us for this quick little snapshot of the All the World's a Stage conference. Any final thoughts before I close this mini episode?
I think that's covered everything. Yeah, so, you know, come listen to the conference. Everyone's welcome.
And hopefully we'll hear from you again soon. Thank you very much for joining me, and goodbye.
Bye.